My name's Stuart Langridge.
My name's John O'Bacon.
And this is...
Review of Jack. Software installation has always been Linux's crown jewels, providing access to thousands of applications, but it hasn't been without issues. Traditionally, the command line was where it was at. Installing applications meant typing things in, ensuring you installed the right packages, and making sure that they were all up to date. Now, modern distributions changed things, but in the last year, the Ubuntu project has gone on to really start innovating in this area with the Ubuntu Software Center, which provides new ways to find and browse software and is aimed to ease the experience for end users. But is it any good? Or is this just a new lick of paint for a pre-existing plastic dog turd? Although we both work at Canonical, it doesn't mean that Ak and I can't review the Ubuntu Software Center and provide our own honest feedback, and frankly, we're merely at the start of the conversation anyway. So Ak, why don't you kick things off by explaining what exactly it is?
Okay, the Ubuntu Software Center is an application for installing other applications. As John mentioned, we've always had some way of doing this. In the old days, there was apt-get, and then there were loads of other command line clients like Aptitude and so on, and then we had Synaptic, which took the approach that since there are 12,000 applications, when you want to install an application, you should damn well be shown all 12,000 of them and have to scroll through them with a big list, which was less than excellent. And then there was AdRemove Software, which took a slightly nicer approach, but it was still very much kind of Synaptic toned down a bit. And then the Software Center, they decided to review the process from the ground up, build something which made it actually pleasant to find software. So you start up the Ubuntu Software Center and you get a list of departments, which are basically categories that applications can go in. So accessories, education, fonts, games, graphics, that kind of thing. And now, currently, picking a specific department takes you to, again, a list of all the applications in that department. But it does at least help you drill down a bit into the different categories of applications. They changed it around, so instead of the primary thing being this massive, huge list of apps, it's now the categories are the way you think about software. So you go, okay, I'll go into graphics, and then I'll go into drawing, and then it shows you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 graphics packages for drawing things. So there's Inkscape and Zara Extreme and Pencil and the Open Office Drawing and stuff like that. So it does make it quite easy. If you don't know exactly what you're looking for, it does make it quite easy to start drilling down into a category to say what I want is something that I can draw a picture with. How the hell do I do this?
So let's kick off by talking about what's good about it, and then we'll talk about what's bad about it and how we want to see it improve. What do you think are the good points of the Ubuntu Software Center?
Well, one of the nice things is that it looks nice, which is good. And I'm not just talking about the fact that there are big icons. You've got things like, as you drill down into individual departments, then you've got across the top you get a breadcrumb trail, I suppose you'd call it. So you so if I go into, as I mentioned before, graphics and then drawing, you then get software, graphics, drawing in a breadcrumb trail along the top. And the breadcrumb trail looks nice. You can walk back up the tree really easy. And it's not just a list of words, but they're buttons which individually nest into one another, which is quite nice.
It's also nice that you can pick something to install. So you click on something and you click on the installation button. And then if you decide you want to go and find something else, like, your thing will be downloading, but you can still browse and find other stuff and then add that, and then that'll add it to the queue of things to install. Whereas previously, if you try to install two things at the same time, you know, apps would shit itself.
And with things like Synaptic, installation was very much a kind of, you go through and pick all the things you want to install, and then you say, go ahead and do it now, please. Batch approach. And Software Center is very much nicer in that kind of environment.
It's nice how it exposes icons as well, and how you can, you know, like, when you're looking at the list, you're looking at project names and a summary, as opposed to having to know package names. Like, if I want to install if I want to install something, I probably know the application name, but I might not know that the package name is something else, you know. So
yes.
it makes it easy to find stuff if you just know the name as well.
Exactly. It also shows you a lot of nice things like screenshots of an application. Not all applications have screenshots, but some of them do. And it means that you can drop into an application and then see a picture of it and think, oh yeah, that looks like the kind of thing that I want, which does it. And yeah. Having watched my dad use it, my dad's not a particularly experienced computer user, I introduced him to the software center when he was asking, I would really like it if I had an app which did X. And so I introduced him to the software center and said, here it is, now go and look for the thing you wanted. And then just sat there and watched him. And again, he could find his way around. He could actually find roughly what he was looking for. He still turned around and asked me a couple of questions, you know, kind of, this thing that I found, is it the thing I actually want? And then I'd say yes it is. But he did before, he did actually try and use Synaptic once, and he was just blown away by not even knowing what to do.
Yeah, it's just a revolution of detail.
It is, absolutely. And there is a great deal of detail involved in the package management and package installation process, but almost all of that detail is not relevant.
Yeah. So what do you think, you know, it sounds like the software center makes things easier to use, particularly for new users. But what do you think of some of the things that don't work? What sucks about it? What can be improved?
What can be improved is probably the better way of thinking about it. One of the things is that featured applications is one of the big things that became part of Software Center in Lucid in 10.10. The idea that we would take individual applications and say, these are ones that we think you would like. And this was part of the rationale for removing the GIMP from the default install, because it would be part of the featured applications. But
I know. It was my idea as well.
Really?
Yeah. I pushed for it to be included in Lucid. It was originally bumped out of Lucid. So I recommended that we put that to make it easy to access the game. Anyway, carry on.
The way it's actually implemented, I didn't realize it was there for a long time. If you start up the software center, then the front screen of the software center has a featured applications button, but it doesn't look like a button. And so my eye just kind of glossed over it, which is weird.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
I think the other thing is, it's still very dependent on knowing what something is. Like, if I know I want a graphics tool, and then I go in and I look at the list of graphics tools, it's still not very clear which one I should get.
Yeah,
you know, and so I think that, like, I know that ratings and reviews are planned for the software center, but I think that right now that's a fairly significant deficiency. Is that I want the cream to float to the top of a category, and it currently doesn't do that.
Agreed. The lists are also still too overwhelming. If you go into accessories, for example, you get a list which is about 625 screens long in alphabetical order, and it's just this huge long list. You've got no way of knowing what it is you're looking for other than going through this list one by one.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the other things I'd like to find, and I certainly believe this is planned, is I want the search to find things that do what I'm searching for. So I type Microsoft Word into the search box and it shows me OpenOffice.
Yeah. I mean, this leads us on to, you know, what would we like to see in it? So I definitely want to see the ratings and reviews in there. And I'd like to see the interface. I think the interface is a huge improvement on Synaptic, but I'd like to see it refined a little bit better as well. I mean, a lot of the stuff in the sidebar. Sorry?
In what sort of ways?
What would I like to see improved, you mean?
Yes.
For example, the list of, like, there's too many applications in the list. Like, when you click on an item, when you look at a page about a particular application, it sometimes won't show you a screenshot, and it should. It sometimes won't. The information sometimes feels a little bit out of date. There's a sidebar in there with, like, get software, and it shows you different repositories. I don't really care about that. The new history thing that's landed in Maverick, I don't really care about that. you know, I'd like to see installation of software post-release in there as well, which is something that's planned.
Yeah, because pretty much all the things that I'd like to see in the future are things that are actually planned for the future.
Yeah, same
like,
here.
the things you've just listed are all important and basically all planned to be fixed. It does feel like a much bigger improvement over what we had before, but there are still an awful lot of little bits that could do with refining. Like there are the menus at the top, file, edit, view and help, and I don't really understand what they're there for.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these things are nitpicks, aren't they, really?
Yeah, they are. I mean, I'm basically in favour of the Software Centre, I have to say. And all the things that are... If you go and look at wiki.ubuntu.com/softwarecentre, I think it's /softwarecentre, there's the plan for what's going to be implemented over the next couple of releases. And you read through that and you think, wow, having all this stuff is going to be really cool when it happens.
Yeah. So what's your final verdict? I mean... Sounds like you're broadly in favour.
I am now finding myself using the Software Centre to install software, which is a massive improvement over previous things. I mean, I always fell back to apt on the command line for installing software. When we had Synaptic, when we had add remove programs, whatever, I just used apt because it was easier. And now I actually find myself using Software Centre and I have discovered that an indication of whether I like a piece of software or not is whether I actually use it. There are an awful lot of bits of software where I think I like them, but in practice, I actually don't use them. I prefer to use the old terminal way of doing something, and that means the software's not actually that good. Software Centre, big thumbs up for me and big thumbs up for my dad, too.
And you know what? You basically summarised my thoughts precisely. I think it's a great step in the right direction. I think great progress has been made. There's still lots to do to make it better, but I actually use it, and I don't fall back in the command line half as much as I used to. I'm very supportive of it as well. But you know what? We are, of course, the very start of the conversation. That's what we think. What do you folks think? Do you like the Software Centre? What things do you think could be improved? What things do you like about it? How do you think it compares to competitors? How do you think it compares to how other distros handle the installation of software? Would you prefer to just use the command line? Would you prefer to use Synaptic? You need to go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot and leave your comments right there.
And also on shotofjack.org, you can go to the Discuss page and find out how to get in touch with us directly or with the rest of the Shot of Jack community through Twitter or Identica.
And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.